You are listening to Faith Wood of Inspiring Minds Consulting Limited, and you can find us on the web at www.imind.ca. This exercise motivation meditation is hypnotic in nature, and so we encourage you to find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed in order to listen and gain the full effect of the wonderful suggestions contained in here. Never listen to this recording while driving. So settling into that nice quiet place where you won't be disturbed, where your body is fully supported, and as you prepare to relax very deeply into a more inwardly focused state of mind, where you can make changes within, I'd like you to begin with your eyes open. As you pick a particular spot in front of you, a little above eye level to fix your gaze on, and as you look at that one spot and breathe comfortably, I'd like you to begin to tune in to the rhythm of your breathing, to become aware of how each in-breath and each out-breath happens all by itself, how the beating of your heart continues steadily, day and night, and how even your eyes, as they look at that one spot over there, are imperceptibly moving even now. Because scientists have discovered that if the retina of the eye is presented with a single, unchanging image, you actually stop being able to see that image. And it's only by a series of tiny movements back and forth that your eyes are making right now that you can see anything at all. So even though your eyes may appear to be steadily focusing on that one spot, they're actually imperceptibly moving all the time. And as those eyelids blink, and as you begin to feel those eyelids wanting to close, you can just have a little fun now, imagining that there are tiny, but oh so heavy, weights on those eyelids, pulling them down. And you can play a little game of consciously trying to lift those eyelids open while you allow your unconscious mind to have those eyelids become heavier and heavier, so that each slow blink of the eyelids makes you more and more ready to let go. Let go and relax into a deeper state of consciousness. That's it. And as that happens now, you can begin to really relax. And as those eyelids come to rest, you can even imagine them in your mind closing again. As you tune into the fact that there are subtle rhythms and movements all throughout that body, as the muscles in the neck loosen, there is a subtle sense of loosening, unwinding, a loosening and unwinding that can spread all the way down the shoulders, down the arms, loosening, unwinding all the muscles right down into the fingertips. A subtle inner dance of relaxation, of letting go all the way down that spine and really connecting with how that spine evolved to move, to flex, to turn, to rock to the left and the right, to twist a little this way, a little that way, back and forth, each vertebrae of that spine imbued with flexibility and motion, even while you were still growing in the womb. That movement, that flexibility, that primal life force is here now in every cell of that body. And as those hips loosen and those legs unwind all the way down, the muscles of the thighs, the calf muscles, down deep into the feet and the toes, a gentle spiraling of unwinding, of weaving and unwinding its way all the way down. That's it. And that can feel very good. If someone could manufacture a single drug that could make you stronger, healthier, improve your mood, help you sleep more deeply, give you more energy and stamina, and boost your cognitive abilities. Can you imagine how much money that drug would be worth? And yet we already have such a treatment available to us, and you only need to give yourself a few doses a week to have all those benefits. And best of all, it's free. It's called physical exercise. And study after study has shown that taking regular exercise is one of the single best things you can do to improve your quality of life, your energy levels, and your physical and mental health. And when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. We evolved over hundreds of thousands of years to be active. And just as a dog will inevitably become unhappy if it's shut up in a room all day and never taken outside for a walk, so your body won't be able to thrive and be fully healthy if you don't give it the exercise it needs. In spite of that, many people find it quite difficult to stick to a regular exercise regime. They get the clothes and the running shoes, they pay their gym membership, they might even stick to it for a few weeks, but then they just lose their enthusiasm. Sometimes it can just feel like a novelty of exercising has worn off, or you just don't feel like you're progressing as fast as you'd like. Sometimes it's that life seems to get in the way, and you just feel so tired when you go to the gym. Or you might tell yourself you're just not one of those people who enjoys exercise. And an old friend of mine, he never used to exercise. He smoked a lot, he drank endless cups of coffee, and listened to mellow music. And he sat in his armchair and read books, and he avoided going outside whenever he could. I suppose he thought of himself as an intellectual, and sport and exercise were never his thing. But one day, he noticed he was getting uncomfortably short of breath going upstairs, and he never seemed to have any energy anymore. He wasn't sleeping so well. He was generally out of sorts. And after taking stock of his life and his lifestyle habits, and getting checked out by a doctor, it started to become really clear what he needed to do. He knew he needed to start eating better and to get more exercise. But here's the really interesting thing. My mellow, intellectual, chain-smoking friend not only gave up smoking and started buying more fruit and vegetables, he also bought a whole new set of MP3s to add to his music collection. Things that didn't seem to fit with the rest of it. He listened to soundtracks like Rocky and classic rock albums that he would have never listened to in the past. And he told me, when I play that music to myself, I feel like I'm developing a different aspect of my personality, the exercising me. And it's not what I'd listen to when I'm sitting in my living room, but when I'm out running, it's like I become someone else. As weird as it sounds, I let myself become Rocky training. And I don't tell anyone, but I actually have a whole lot of fun doing that. And it was really remarkable how within just a few weeks, he was feeling so much more lively, and he had so much more energy and clarity of mind. And he looked much healthier too, as everyone could see. And if someone kept their cat locked in a cage, you'd think them to be very neglectful. Or if someone only kept their dog on a short leash in the yard and never let it go for a walk or a run, you might feel pity for the poor dog. Because instinctively we know that a cat needs space to run and play, to pounce on toys, to climb to new heights, and look down to stretch out luxuriously. Just as the visible exhilaration of a dog running across a field, catching a ball in midair, and then bounding back to his owner lets you instinctively understand that dog is expressing its natural instincts, chasing, playing, running, leaping. And when it gets home, that dog is really ready for a well-earned rest. And sometimes a dog owner might have had a long day and might not feel like going out for a walk. It might be raining or even snowing. But as the responsible, caring owner of a dog, you just take your dog out anyway. Because you know that's part and parcel of owning a dog. It's your duty as the one who's responsible for the welfare of that dog. And it's not a question of whether you feel like it today. It's something you just do. And part of being human is acknowledging that we are part of the animal kingdom. We too have instincts and primal needs. And for your body to be happy, healthy, and fulfilled, it has a real need to move, a need to stretch, a need for exertion and exercise. And here and now, your body can communicate that need to you as a tingling urge in each and every cell, the desire to move, like a primal ancestral memory of spontaneously running through a forest, air rushing past your face, arms swinging at your sides, feet rhythmically hitting the forest floor, feeling so alive, and your body wants and needs to feel alive like this. And you know what preparations you need to make before exercising, to have the proper clothes or kit ready to do it, to plan ahead and know what you're going to do next. What day? What time? Perhaps sometime in the next 24 hours. And just before that time, just before you start to exercise, you can really know in your mind that you only need to commit to doing a bare minimum, little and often. It's a wonderful beginning, and you can make a promise to yourself that today I'm at least going to do this amount of exercise. And if I want to do more once I'm in the swing of it, that's fine. But today, I'm going to do at least this amount. Because you know the regret you'd feel if you didn't exercise. Because you'd have broken this positive cycle you're building for yourself, like someone not taking care of their pets or their children. And you wouldn't be fulfilling your duty to your body, and your body would feel cooped up and frustrated as a result. And you can really feel a simple, clear determination inside to go and do that exercise so that you can easily feel proud of yourself, healthier, more energetic, more alert, more alive. And as you make this commitment now to yourself and your body that you're going to exercise regularly each week from now on, and it can feel very good to be looking after yourself in this way. And you can listen to this session often to deepen and strengthen this commitment to yourself and your body, to exercise regularly. And for now, you can begin to feel a little more alert, a little more refreshed. And you can prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. That's it. By noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're sitting on. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice, easy stretch and open your eyes.